Welcome back to America's Dining and Travel Guide all across the United States on the BizTalk Radio Network. You can tell again, I have to say this each time, I'm not Pierre Wolf. Pierre's on a holiday with his family, going to Montreal from New York, all 11 members of his family. So it's Chef Michael Glatz and myself.
Great to be here, Ron. Great to be here with you today.
Good to have you. And I just couldn't do the show without taking a little journey over to Chalet Suzanne. Now, let me tell the folks around the United States who are listening to the show. So where the heck is Chalet Suzanne? Okay, folks, we're in Florida. We're broadcasting today from Vero Beach, Florida. I've got 1 foot in the ocean. He's got a martini in his hand, and we're doing just fine
Life
here.
Is good.
But 60 miles, 70 miles west of Vero Beach in a place called Lake Wales, the destination location for Chalet Suzanne since 1931, if I'm not mistaken. And I have Dee Hinshaw with us, and Dee is the wife of the son of the let's go back. Help me with this, Dee.
Yeah. Okay. The wife of the son of – actually, the grandson of the originator.
There you go.
It's been in your family for four generations, I understand.
Yes, actually, our daughter and son-in-law are working in the business now, and in the summertime, they run it for us, so they're definitely in it.
That's great.
Well, let's quickly run through it, and I'm going to give our audience a profile on it. It's very eclectic in a really, really good way. All the dishes are different. The silverware is different. The dining room and the food is fantastic, and we'll talk about the broiled grapefruit and the fine food that's there. We'll talk about the soup that you've been making that actually went to the moon. They have a soup factory there. They have an airport, an air landing strip, where your husband flew to his high school, if I'm not mistaken, in his own airplane. Is that true?
That is true. He actually attended a private school that was based at Bartow Air Base for a couple years, and so he was the only student that flew from home to school every day.
I mean, there isn't, I don't know anybody else on the planet that does that. So, I mean, there are just so many superlatives about this place that we could talk for days, and we have such a short period of time to talk. So let's tell our audience around the United States, if you're traveling in Florida, you want to do, what do you say, it's about an hour and 15, hour 20 minutes from Orlando?
When we go to the airport in Orlando, it takes us about 50 minutes. So, yeah, probably an hour, hour and a half to wherever you're at in Orlando to head west and then south to get to the Chalet Suzanne.
And it is the destination. I mean, I don't know any other reason one would go. I don't mean to put your little town down, but, I mean, it's the principal reason I can see to go there. I mean, is there any other thing going on there? Oh, well, there is the Bock Tower, right?
Bock Tower. Bock Tower was started in 1929, so we're both a part of history and right there in Little Lake Wales. Yeah, there's not much else there, but it is a quaint little town and some nice little shops. And so we're very proud to be associated with Lake Wales.
You mentioned history, Dee. How did your soup get on Apollo 15? That's really an interesting story.
Oh, yeah. Well, my father-in-law he put the airstrip in 1961, and because he wanted to sell a particular type of aircraft. So he sold Belenka to one of his friends that worked at NASA with the astronauts, and that friend started flying the astronauts in during their training in his Belenka aircraft. He would fly them in for lunch, and they fell in love with the chalet, any of the astronauts that came, and I think it was Jim Irwin on Apollo 15, he wanted them to go into space with him. So my mother-in-law sent them over to be tested, and the romaine soup, which is our signature soup, was one of the soups that passed the test. Now we call it moon soup.
Well, and I have to tell you, folks, the Chalet Suzanne soups are sold all over the United States. You can order them online. You can go on the website chaletsuzanne.com. So they had that website for an awful long time. You can order them online.
Yeah.
And this is the same guy still making that soup? What was his name? Carlos or something?
Well, my father was Carl, or my father-in-law, excuse me, was Carl. Now, we've had several different, what do you call them, technicians that have, a couple in my time there that have learned the recipe. And, of course, it's a secret. We keep it under lock and key, all the spices in that.
I saw that big safe, and it said secret recipes in the safe, and I think everybody's kind of forgotten how to get into the safe. Yeah. But it's pretty amazing. They have a real cannery there to can it. And tell everybody where the original cannery came from.
Okay. You almost got me on that question. it was from the Florida's Natural Cannery, orange juice and all the juices out there in Lake Wales. So that's another thing in Lake Wales. But it's the original canning machinery from that factory. And for my father-in-law, when he opened up our soup cannery in 1956, he got it from what was then Donald Duck, now Florida's Natural. So the machinery is pretty old. But it still does the job.
It certainly does. Run down the list. Do you have the list there in front of you
of the soup?
You can give us a list. I know there's watercress and there's romaine and name a few other soups you have.
Asparagus and potato and broccoli. I'm seeing here.
Yeah.
Consommé madeleine. Yep. How wonderful!
But the romaine is the watercress. I think there's watercress in there.
There's watercress soup and vichyssoise. You're hitting all my favorites and a lot of classics. Seafood Newberg and tomato aspic. I mean, some things you don't even see anymore. Really great.
But
it's not just soup. Well, it's not. I got so excited I knocked the microphone over. It's not just soup. It's this fabulous dining room that they have. And this one of the signature dishes in the dining room is the broiled grapefruit. Now, how did that get started?
I really don't know, except that Bertha probably, it's been there forever, and we even hand out the recipe for that, so I can tell you how to make that.
Well, we're in grapefruit country,
Okay, well, let's reveal the non-secret of the broiled grapefruit, because it's fabulous.
Okay, so you take a half a grapefruit, you sectionize it, you take the center part out, because that's where you want to put a dab of butter or your favorite vegetable or whatever you put in the center there, and then you sprinkle it with sugar. Now, we refrigerate it overnight after we do that, just so the sugar seeps in really good. And then on the day that we're going to serve it, we sprinkle it with cinnamon and sugar, and we broil it. And then we do that three times. We broil it three times with adding more cinnamon and sugar. And it comes out this delicious, a little bit of caramelized top. It's just yummy.
Hey, Dee, thank you very much for being with us today. Short segment. I apologize for that. Thanks for interrupting your holiday. And we're looking forward to doing a whole show with you and talking some more about Chalet Suzanne, chaletsuzanne.com. And thanks, everybody, for being with us here on America's Dining and Travel Guide. We'll be back right after these brief messages.